Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour two, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. You can get in touch, 617-779-7937. It is a Tier Tuesday. We're going to tier off all the teams throughout the NFL. The best, the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Where do the Patriots fit in?
The frisky ones.
We'll do that coming up at 11:30. We also have Tom E. Curran of NBC Sports Boston on a Tommy Tuesday at high noon. Plus a Key for Madness for you at 12:45. So stay tuned for all of it. We discussed off the top any lessons from the Bengals and Joe Burrow, this week's opponent. How do you protect Drake May, which the Bengals have not done? Pats already seem well situated to do that. Who would you start your franchise with, Burrow or May? Both of us went with Drake May. You can weigh in on that on the phones. Plus, we also got into the Bruins in that first hour. We should get to Monday Night Football last night, Keith.
Yeah.
And I think there's a good amount to get into Patriots related to that game. You heard the safety sandwiched in there with Ashton Jeanty, who was just brutal.
Yeah, how'd he do?
Not well.
Wow.
Well,
what happened to this guy?
Pretty good in the passing game.
He was
racking up catches.
He had six catches for how many yards?
Six for 27.
Yeah, no, he was terrible.
On eight targets. Yeah. He was racking. I was sweating up every single one of those, or sweating out every single one of those catches in fantasy last night.
Six nice carries, also for seven total yards.
6-7. Yeah. Is what he did there. Six catches for 7 yards.
He somehow had
a long of 11.
Correct.
How'd he do that?
Well, a lot of tackle behind the line.
Including the safety.
Yeah, the safety didn't help him out.
I think he gets hit the fastest in football. Like, the offensive line's so bad.
Yeah, but still, I mean, some of that's got to be on him.
But
like,
they
did a good job highlighting on the safety. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, go ahead.
But, like, fine, they're breaking through and they're in the backfield. It's the Cowboys' defense, number one. Everybody runs on
blows.
Well, they got Quinnen Williams.
And number two.
They do got Quinnen Williams.
He stopped. I forget if it was Buck or Aikman. I think it was Buck who said this. They're like, well, he just stopped when he got the handoff.
And he's now, like,
there were guys all around
him.
But he just stopped. Like, you got to keep churning your legs and get out of the end zone, you moron.
That was a tough go.
So that's who I wanted to pick number four. A lot of Patriots fans and the Patriots themselves wound up taking Will Campbell. A lot of fans wanted Will Campbell. It's looking like the Patriots nailed that one 100%. Plus, they even got a running back in round two. So we can get into that. We should also get into, like, a big picture look at Tom Brady's Raiders.
There's a lot here, yeah.
Brady was in the building last night. He was not on headset.
No,
he learned
wasn't
his lesson
plays.
From that, Keith.
That's good.
But he was in the building. They were showing him pregame, walking into the building. They were showing him chatting it up on the sidelines, which is what you should be doing. Florio highlighted this today. You shouldn't be on a headset
right. And
then calling games the following week. You want to show up and hobnob, go for it. That's what you should be doing. I wanted Tom Brady back here as a part owner of the Patriots. I thought it would look good for the organization. I thought it was selfish of the Krafts to shut him out and go with, you know, sovereign wealth money potentially somewhere down the line or bringing in other minority investors as opposed to bringing in someone like Tom Brady who is now with the Raiders. I thought that was gross. It's not going well for Tom Brady and his Raiders,
terribly.
Keith. And trust me, if they were good, I'd be giving him a lot of credit. So I think it's fair to give him some blame for where they're at 2-8. Handpicked Geno Smith at quarterback. Like, it's a mess.
Yeah, it's funny. The Raiders are kind of similar to the Patriots last year where they win the first game of the season. And it happened to be against the Patriots this year. But the Raiders win game one, just like the Patriots won game one under Mayo. And they're playing the Bengals and like they're playing them this week. So a lot of similarities. But then the wheels fall off. It's like that was the highlight of the season was week one. And then the team is a disaster afterwards. They're now 2-8. And if you look at it, and I think Brady did have a big say in a lot of the thing. I'm not saying he's the be-all, end-all. He's not the, like, only owner. He has, like, a small stake in it. But he's the biggest name, the biggest face, all that stuff.
And does Mark Davis has got to be swayed when Tom Brady says something?
I would imagine
imagine he you know, is listening to Brady and is probably influenced by Brady.
But I would say the three biggest decisions the Raiders had to make this offseason, they got them all wrong and to varying degrees. So they had to get a head coach. They brought back Pete Carroll, the oldest head coach in the league, hasn't been in the NFL the last couple of years, and obviously it's gone poorly. They have to bring in a quarterback. They bring in Geno Smith, also has gone poorly. And then with the number four pick, I'm not saying he's a bust of a player, right? But picking a running back at number four, you need the Saquon Barkley, Ezekiel Elliott type impact.
Pat's would have taken him before. He went at, whatever, five or six.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking four. Right. So, but your top 10 pick, your first pick as, you know, new coach, new quarterback, new kind of co-owner, that's going to be one of the faces of your franchise. And I'm not opposed to it. I liked Ashton Jeanty a lot, too. But you saw the impact that some of these other running backs had immediately when they stepped onto the field. You're not really seeing that with Jeanty. And so everything they've done has been a mistake to the point where you're like, man, they might have a new coach quarterback next year. Like, that might be a one and done for Pete Carroll and Geno Smith.
So I probably give Brady or cut Brady the most slack on Jeanty. Like, I don't know how much he was telling him to pick anyone. I mean, I'm sure he had a say.
Yeah.
But I bet that's one that, and this is just a guess, I bet Brady was less hands-on with that than he was the coach and the quarterback.
Oh, yeah, like definitely.
I think Brady was probably very hands-on in that situation. And those are a mess. I mean, Pete Carroll's the oldest head coach in the history of the league.
Yeah.
They have two wins. They are horrible.
But that was just so short-sighted to me. I didn't really understand Pete Carroll and even Chip Kelly. Love Chip Kelly, New Hampshire guy, but that's your coaching staff? What's the show? How long is that going to last?
I just thought,
even if it worked, how long is it going
to last? Here's what I thought they were trying to do with it, and obviously it's not working. What I thought they were trying to do was just get it to respectability and get it on the rails for like a couple of years.
Yes.
And then you can hire a younger coach
then
or
you
hire
to
the next
start
thing.
Over, don't you? Like,
yeah, but at least maybe you've built up your program, which Pete Carroll did in Seattle. Like, that was a good program that he built in Seattle, not just a team that, you know, won a Super Bowl and got to another Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But that was a talented roster that he had a lot of say in. I thought that was some of what they were trying to do. Obviously, it's not working. Good text here. 617-779-7937. Guys, one season in, Brady's on pace to beat out MJ as a worse owner. I mean, you can say he inherited a bad situation if you want to cut Brady some slack, and I guess he did. I mean, the Raiders were a four-win team last year. They're trending to be worse.
Yeah.
They're trending to be worse, and they had a high pick, and they brought in what you thought was going to be some talent. They kept Max Crosby. They handpicked their quarterback, new head coach, and they're worse. Like, you can't let Brady skate on that.
No, you can't. And bringing up Jordan is good, because just because you are the greatest ever to play a sport doesn't mean you're necessarily going to be the greatest ever to either own the team, you know, play GM in certain parts. I mean, we've seen it firsthand with Brady. Doesn't mean you're the best, you know, like calling a game. Like, you are the greatest quarterback of all time. Doesn't mean it translates to every other aspect of football. And we've seen that with other GMs in all sports, like these former great players, or when they try to become coaches or whatever else, it's a little bit different. And so, yeah, these big swings that they took. And I don't even know, like, even in the moment, you were like, oh, that's definitely going to work. Like, that was sort of like a little bit of a head scratcher to me to bring in Pete Carroll and even Geno Smith. Geno Smith, I think Brady and the Raiders were probably thinking, all right, here's at least a high floor, right? Like, he turned his career around in Seattle. We're not going to have to trot out. Who did they even have the last few years? I guess they had Derek Carr until he crapped the bed. And then I don't even remember who they went with.
Yeah, who was it after Carr last year? Was it just
Matt McGloin?
O'Connell and guys
like that? Yeah, maybe it might have been guys like that. So it's like,
Minshew? Was Minshew there for a little bit?
Oh, maybe the Shoe got a few of those games. But
I can't hate on that. I like me some Gardner Minshew.
Yeah, it was Aiden O'Connell 2 years ago got the most starts, and yeah, Gardner Minshew last year. So, like, I guess Geno Smith raises the floor there, but I don't know. It seems like you're going to be resetting things here sooner rather than later with the Raiders.
Text line, guys, how do you know that Brady didn't say, let's build a tanking team? How do we know every move wasn't to try and get a high pick? I mean, I guess they could be doing that. That's not the impression I got.
I don't think Geno Smith and Pete Carroll are the tanking move.
Thank you. Right.
I think you go like rookie head coach, and then you even tell them about it. So, like, when the Sixers brought in Brett Brown, like, listen,
guys,
we're losing a lot of games.
We are going with youth. We're emphasizing youth.
You
we're playing every
you.
Young player.
Yeah. Or start a rookie or something like that.
You don't go sign Geno Smith. You don't bring in Pete Carroll if you're trying to tank. Why does Pete Carroll why is Pete Carroll bothering to go along with the tank? Yeah. I wouldn't think. I mean, I guess if he's out of football and he can collect a check,
Geno
I guess
Smith
you can make an argument.
Was on Seattle in 2024. They went 10-7. So you're not bringing him in and paying him money to tank.
People are saying Brady's 6% ownership, not as influential as you make it out to be. I disagree.
I just think the personality, I think because of, it's not like he's 6%.
He was on a headset earlier this year in the middle of a game. I think he's way more influential than any other minority owner.
Well, I think not only that, because of who he is, it's also because who the majority owner is. It's one thing if Brady, and not that he would allow this to happen, but say he was like part owner of like the Cowboys. Jerry Jones thinks he's bigger than Tom Brady. Jerry Jones wouldn't listen to him. I'm pretty sure Mark Davis 100% is listening to Brady. It's probably also why he cut him a deal.
Right.
There's no way he had to spend as much as he really should have to own as much as he does.
Yeah, all I know, if the Raiders were sitting here at 8-2 instead of 2-8, I personally would be giving Brady a lot of credit. So I think it's fair to say, what the hell was he recommending to Mark Davis with Geno Smith and Pete Carroll and whatever else? Maybe he was recommending Ashton
Gentry. Yeah, it's been bad.
For all I know. They have the third worst scoring differential in the league. Only teams worse are Tennessee and the Cincinnati Bengals, who you get this weekend.
Nice.
Those are the only teams with worse scoring differentials. Yeah. So it's gone very poorly there for Tom Brady to this point.
Well, it's funny, too, that because when people point out the Patriots' schedule and how awful the schedule is, like part of it is the Raiders who are on there at 2-8 because they just add up the wins and losses and then here's the winning percentage. Like, but they lost to that team. Yeah, like, week one.
How did they lose in retrospect? How did that happen? They were at home.
I think it's
the same trash-ass Raiders team.
It's week one. Like, it's how did Mayo beat the Bengals last year? You know, the Bengals, as bad as a slow start they got,
they're
ready
to run through a wall for Pete?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah,
I mean,
I don't know.
That is what it was. I mean, look, the Bengals are just a historically slow starting team. It's another knock on Burrow when we were comparing May and Burrow. But they're just, they start slow every year. Ironically, outside of this year, they won their first two games and Burrow got hurt.
Yeah.
But so they're slow starters and the Pats were ready to run through a wall for Mayo. Say what you want about the guy, but they started the year on time.
Yeah.
Maybe that is what happened with the Raiders in week one.
Geno Smith threw the ball all over the place. Yeah, I don't know what it was.
How'd you lose to that team? It's a
great
question.
Brock Bowers was healthy.
Had a good game.
He was playing last night. They got smoked.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it was low scoring. The Patriots only scored 13 points in that game. Drake May touchdown pass to Pop Douglas. Remember that was the game Pop Douglas finished with negative receiving yards but had a touchdown?
text line is saying Pete Carroll is Bobby Valentine. I don't think that. Although I haven't been following everything going on there. I mean, is he a complete clown like Bobby Valentine? I don't think so. He's old and he probably should have stayed out of the league.
No, but,
is he a clown like Bobby Valentine?
Yeah,
he's not.
But Valentine also replaced Francona. And so that was like a whole, like they really wanted to change things. Last year they had Antonio Pierce for like, he'd only coached, what, a year and a half because he took over for McDaniels. So they went for Pierce. No, I think it is what you said. It just didn't work. Like they were like, hey, let's just be respectable. Let's even shoot for like 500. We're in a good division. Let's just do that.
I think that's 100% what they tried to do. It did not work. Yeah, and my guess is Brady was behind all of that. He's like, hey, go get Geno. You can win games with Geno. Go get Pete Carroll. He's won a Super Bowl. He's a good coach.
They're worse than they were last year.
My guess is Brady's behind all that. I don't know about Genty, and I don't mean to let him off the hook for that. I just don't know.
Right.
But I bet he's behind the quarterback and the coach, and that's been a wild, wild miss.
Do you think either are back next year? Pete
Geno,
and Geno?
Definitely not.
Yeah.
Pete? No.
Maybe.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, you don't. I mean, on one hand, I don't think they want to like embarrass him.
How many coaches is Mark Davis paying?
Oh, that's a good point.
No,
yeah, maybe they can't.
No, but I mean, in fairness, that has it. You'd think it'd be an impediment for him. He keeps firing coaches. People are like, he's still paying Gruden. He can't fire Antonio Pierce or whatever. Wrong.
Yeah.
He can't fire Josh McDaniels. Now he's paying Gruden. He's paying McDaniels. He's probably paying Pierce. He's going to be paying this guy. Like, at some point, I think that
Gruden,
money's going to run out.
Pierce. Yeah, that's true.
Like, how many coaches
are
paying? Well,
I mean, people said at the time McDaniels coached deep into the second season because of that very reason.
So, if you're asking me, I bet Carroll's back.
Yeah,
I don't think anybody feels
back,
good about it. And he's probably right on the hot seat.
Yeah.
No way Geno's back, though.
Although, I mean, I know it's the NFL money, so there's weird stuff, but didn't he get paid a decent amount? Oh, no. Well, yeah, he got good money. 2-year, $75 million, 66.5 guaranteed, maximum value 85.5 for Geno Smith.
Not great.
Yikes.
Text line also
says...
they gave
up like a decently high pick to get him.
Yeah, so that's what I couldn't remember. Did they trade for him or did they sign him? I actually couldn't remember.
They traded
for him. So how about that? So on top of that, would you draft Ashton Gentry if you were tanking? The person who's saying they should tank. A good point by the text line. You don't draft a ready-made running back in the top 10. You're trying to win games.
Draft Jackson Dart.
So they weren't tanking. They were trying to win games. And then you get to this aspect of it, Keith, which was on full display in my face last night.
Third-round pick for Geno.
There you go.
Gee-mitty Christmas.
Ashton Gentry. I mean, if the Patriots took him at 4, what would we be saying? I that's what I wanted them to do.
Yeah.
I liked him. I liked Ty Warren, but I'm not trying to worm out of it. I wanted Gentry. That was my pick at 4.
Well, it depends.
Warren's been fine, but also probably not worth the number 4 pick. Will Campbell's been solid,
yeah,
above average, maybe even better than that, left tackle on a team that's 9-2. I mean, the Patriots nailed that
they
pick,
got it right.
Right?
They got it right. But here's how you would flip it. Like, if they somehow took their second round pick and either moved up into the first round or at the second round were able to get a left tackle. And I know it wasn't like chuck full of left tackles, but it also really depends on who's playing that spot, whether it's a rookie or somebody else. Because if it's Vidarian Lowe and you drafted Gentry and he's getting tackled behind the line of scrimmage all the time and Drake May's running for his life, then we look at it like, what a disaster. If you found somebody that was like halfway decent, maybe we wouldn't be talking about it quite as much. But no, it worked out in a way where you might have even gotten a running back, right? These last couple of games, especially 2 games ago, you're like, oh, I see it with Travion Henderson. Like, so that game is better than probably any game Gentry's had.
This was Nick's point yesterday.
Gentry's had 100-yard game so far.
Yeah, and I mean, look, he's been a little better in the passing game than I expected in the NFL. Henderson has been, at least entering play yesterday, maybe it shifted quickly last night. I mean, Henderson's been a better receiver, and I don't think he's really shown a ton in the receiving game, and he's been a much better runner this year than Gentry. This is Nick's point yesterday. Let's say they traded back. I wanted them to trade out of 4. And you could still get maybe Gentry or Ty Warren or whatever. Even let's say you traded out and you had to use, whatever, draft capital or somewhat to move around. You wound up getting Campbell and Henderson by staying, not moving back and getting Gentry. You might have got a better running back in the second round and a better player at 4. So that's one that we spent a ton of time talking about in the offseason, not just us, but everyone.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Is Will Campbell the right pick? And other tackles have played well. I guess Membu has played pretty well with the Jets. How would you ever know based on how bad they've been? But I guess he's been pretty good. I'm not telling you Campbell's the only tackle, but compared to the realistic names, like the actual names we discussed, broke down, who would you take it for? I don't remember a ton of people saying, go get Armon Membu. I remember I wanted Gentry.
No, it's Campbell, Gentry, Warren, right?
Mason,
who else?
Mason Graham, I think, has been a really impactful player with Cleveland. I know you wanted Travis Hunter.
Travis Hunter. That's worked out
who
good.
The Jaguars moved up for. Like, I don't
he's
know.
He's been awesome.
Out of the realistic name we spent a lot of time kicking around and debating, the Patriots look like they got the best player.
Yeah, they did. I mean, unless you, revisionist history, you trade way down and get like Emeka Abuka, who's been like an awesome rookie who was drafted later. But no, again, of the name. And
but
we
no
talked
one was
about,
saying that. No, no one was like, go. The one receiver people talked about was T-Mac, Tetteroa McMillan.
Yeah.
And he had a monster game on Sunday, but he's been pretty underwhelming. As a rookie, that was the receiver people talked about.
Yeah.
So, Abdul Carter was sat down for the first quarter the other day.
Well, I think he's a half a sack this season.
Yeah. So I think he's
Darth
been,
Vader. He's gonna get back in the back to tank.
And not to give him an excuse on not racking up sacks. I think he has a ton of pressures. Like I think he's
a lot of pressures.
I think he's been a good rookie.
Big pressure guy.
But he's just getting sat down. So out of all those realistic names, in fact, all the hate it or love it's we did. When we
went
through all the different names.
I was trying to look those up real quick see where we landed.
I think we just went through most of them.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Like, and people were pretty split on Will Campbell.
Yeah.
And I think now Patriots fans are like, oh, I guess his arms are fine. Most of you were concerned about his arms, and it was not a unanimous pick. But, okay, I wanted Gentry.
Yep.
I was wrong. And the Patriots were right.
Yeah, no, I know. It takes a big man to admit that.
Thank
you.
I'm happy you pointed that out.
But, I don't think Gentry's a bust, but I just think for where the Patriots were at, and because they tried to get Ronnie Stanley and they couldn't get him, there was no other, like, obvious choice in free agency or in the draft. They stood on the board, took Will Campbell. Mike Vrabel made the comment afterwards because they were like, is this best player available or is it, like, best fit? And he's like, why not both? Right? Like, essentially, is like, sometimes it is. Sometimes the need matches up with the best player, and you might be right.
Text line says you guys hated Henderson at the draft. You liked Henderson a lot, Keith.
So Henderson was the guy going into night two. He was. I think we did a thing there too. Where like that was the guy I wanted the most.
I did prefer.
Oh, I see that. five players, I'm looking up old graphics, five remaining players we want. This was after round one. Do you want to know who mine were? This is actually pretty good.
Mine was I know I had Burden on the list.
Yours was Luther Burden, Will Johnson.
Ooh, Will Johnson's been good.
Ariante Ursary.
I have no idea how he's been.
He's been okay.
Yeah.
Nick Amanawori, the safety.
Yep.
Carson Schlesinger.
He's been
really good.
Yeah.
How about my list? Travion Henderson.
Great.
Jalen Noel.
Yeah.
Harold Fannin.
Nice.
Cam Scataboo.
Real nice.
And Jaden Higgins. So the two wideouts have both went to Houston who have, they're okay. But Scataboo and Henderson,
So that's proof that you wanted Henderson. Yes. I prefer Judkins in that backfield.
And all right, here we go.
Judkins has been good, but Judkins wasn't there for you to take. But, no, you liked Henderson.
Top five players we don't want
okay.
in the draft.
Oh, no.
Jones, Will Campbell.
I do remember that one.
Ted nice. McMillan, Mason Graham, Jalen Walker, Shamar Stewart.
Walker's been good, too, right?
Yeah, No, he was not good up until recently. Shamar Stewart, they're trying to run out of Cincy.
Yeah.
Mine was Mason Graham, Ted McMillan, Jalen Walker, Will Johnson, Amarian Hampton. That's who I did not want.
Got it.
Did we do a who we want? Here we go. Five favorite players in the draft.
Nice.
Jones, Luther Burden, yes. Ashton Gentry, Ty Warren, Josh Simmons.
Ooh, Warren.
Will Johnson.
Simmons.
Yeah.
What is his deal? He went like
MIA
AWOL
for a month.
But he's been good.
Yeah,
he's been good. What was the other one?
Will Johnson was your fifth.
Will Johnson, good.
My five favorite were Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Will Campbell, Ashton Gentry, Tyler Warren.
Wow, you were that high on Campbell.
Yeah. Well, I think the need it spoke to me.
Gentry was on there?
Gentry was four. Yeah.
Tried to sneak that in.
And Warren. And Warren. And Warren.
Okay. Well, there you go.
That's a good trip back through memory lane.
I think we mostly had who we were in and out
those
on.
Those are the guys. Yeah.
Like, I mean, I certainly wanted Gentry over Campbell. And so the Patriots had that right. Never mind getting Henderson on top of it in the second round. You guys can discuss 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with Jones and Keith. A reminder, Football Talk on WEEI is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. We will get to Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, on a Tom E. Tuesday high noon. Kiefer Madness for you at 12:45. On the way next, tearing off NFL teams, the good, the bad, everybody in between. Where do the Patriots fit in? You'll find out on a...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tier Tuesday. Tier Tuesday, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. It's brought to you by Jackson Lumber and Millwork. You can visit Jackson Lumber and Millwork for all your residential remodeling or commercial building materials and supplies at Jackson Lumber and Millwork, providing solutions and delivering results since 1946. We tiered off quarterbacks last week. We figured it'd be a good time to circle back to NFL teams. So what are our tiers this week, Keith?
All right, top tier, Super Bowl or bust. These are the teams right now that we think are thinking Super Bowl or bust.
We're contenders now.
Below that, playoffs or bust.
Playoffs?
There's a difference there. There's a little nuance, Jones.
They're thinking playoffs or bust. These other
teams we got to get in.
Super Bowl or bust.
Third tier down, can't trust quarterback.
Cannot win with him. Can't do it.
You might maybe they have a good record. You just can't trust the quarterback.
I look at the QB and I go, you suspect.
Below that, frisky. Which teams are frisky? Where are your frisky teams? Below that, not bad enough. And so essentially we're split.
They're bad.
The last time we did this, which was after week 9, we had a lot of teams in the bottom tier, which we're going to call number one pick watch. But these, I think there's some that aren't quite as bad as those teams.
They're bad.
So let's separate them.
They're just not bad enough.
Yep.
And correct. What does number one pick watch sound like?
I don't know if we...
Oh, do we not?
I don't know if we have that.
Oh, I thought we did.
I have hit spacebar 80 times. It's not playing.
It's not working.
Oh, okay.
There it is. Nick has.
He hasn't realized the hotter you hit it doesn't make it go any easier.
So it'll be a surprise.
The team on a tank this season.
There it is. There it was. Yep. Okay. There's
the
one Captain Greg. All right, Billy. What do we got?
Board, but neither here nor there.
All right. Bill.
AFC East. Buffalo Bills 7-3.
Yeah, that's a Super Bowl.
Super Bowl or bust.
We're contenders now.
Yep. They've been contenders. They remain contenders.
They got a couple of good quality wins.
Yeah.
That's the team.
4-7 Miami Dolphins.
So
not bad enough.
I think they're
they're bad.
But they have four wins now, so I can't put them in number one pick watch. But they don't feel frisky. They don't feel like a frisky bunch.
They're knocking on the door of frisky though.
Yeah, maybe next man up. Not bad enough.
Yeah, they're knocking on the
but
little
bad.
The little cat scratching pole there. They're right there.
Patriots 9-2.
We're contenders now.
Yeah,
please.
Super Bowl or bust.
Super Bowl or bust.
That's where they're at. The way they're playing. That's where they're at.
2-8 Jets.
The team on a tank this season.
Yeah, it's number one pick watch.
A debacle. Yeah, they are going for the
number one
pick.
They are actively tanking now, starting Tyrod.
Yeah.
They're starting Tyrod.
Well, actually, they might win some games.
I don't know.
Frisky.
Watching Justin Fields, I don't think it really matters. But trading away half of your good players, yeah, that was sort of a sign.
I would say they're on number one pick watch for sure.
AFC North, Baltimore Ravens, 5-5.
Okay.
The Ravens?
Playoffs or bust?
Playoffs.
Or do you want to keep them at frisky?
Well, I mean, I guess this gets into how the level they're playing at, they should be playoffs or bust. The goal should still be Super Bowl or bust for them, but they're not that good of a team, so playoff or bust.
Yeah, playoffs or bust. They got to at least get into the playoffs.
3-7 Cincinnati Bengals.
All right. New tier. Hawk Tua. In honor of the previous show in this time slot.
Got it.
We'll go Hawk Tua for Jamar Chase.
Now.
Yes. Let's get to
Hawk Tua.
Hawk Tua homage.
I would say that you would find that in between frisky and not bad enough. Like, they're not frisky, but it'd be...
In between frisky and not bad enough. I'm sorry. I thought you were saying number one pick watch and not bad enough. No, that's the right spot. Right below frisky.
I saw somebody the other day tweeted out a photo. She was streaming the Hawk Tua girl.
Greg, bro.
Somebody was... took a screenshot of her. No, she was playing video games for like 9 people. I'm like, hey, I've
That's
been
what
there.
Happens you scam people out of millions of dollars.
I was like, I've been there, minus the viral video prior.
Let's say I've been on FanCred. I know how that goes.
I've YouTube streamed to 9 people before playing Tony Hawk, but she was having a nice time.
What was the thing that? Do you remember the thing we used to sit here during like Bruins games when they had us do? What was the name of that company?
Oh,
where those were
that one.
That might not have been 9 people in there.
That was the hardest I think I ever fought to get my money. I was like, "You said you would pay me for this," and they were like, "Yeah, you'll get it." I'm like, "When?"
Yeah, you're like, "It's a dog eat dog world out there, man." That was a life lesson that we learned.
Didn't the guy say he's like, "What do you need the money?" I'm like, "Well, yeah.
I mean,
I do need the money. It's my money." What was the name of that place? That
was the thing. Cred?
No, you're getting that sounds like FanCred.
Oh, that might be FanCred.
There was another company in there that was.
So the thing where like you would like live tweet during games.
Now,
like,
what was that?
I'm like, all right, I can do that. So you're in like a little chat room. People would jump in. You'd watch the games together.
Little chat room. This is where they started.
A little.
Like probably Hawk 2 had double the audience in that live
might
stream.
Might have been.
Yeah.
But it was like, whatever. It's still theoretically paid the same.
Yeah.
And then so at the end, I'm like, well, I've done like 3 games now. Like, you really need the money?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, well, yeah,
I would like it. I would like the money, if you're asking me.
Yeah, like,
I would like
not,
it right now.
Screw it. I'll do it for free. It's fine.
I wish they were a little more like J.G. Wentworth is what I wish. Okay, who else?
Cleveland Browns at 2-8.
That's number one pick watch.
The team on a tank this season?
Yeah.
Number one pick
watch. Oh, yeah. 2-8?
Ugh. They're not bad enough. Just on the defense alone, they're not bad enough.
You want to move them up to the Dolphins tier?
They're on their fourth quarterback this season.
Do you see Shedeur Sanders?
Yeah, they almost beat the Ravens. They were up on the Ravens.
Well, yeah, the Ravens.
Number one.
We might have them up too high.
Number one pick watch.
The Ravens, yeah.
Pittsburgh Steelers, 6-4.
Is this a can't trust the QB, or is this a playoffs or bust?
I think it's can't trust the QB.
Cannot win with him. Can't do it.
Now, the only thing with that is it's not even Aaron Rodgers anymore. It's less fun to put them there when it's Mason Rudolph, but I think you got to put can't trust
both.
The QB.
Yeah. Either one is certainly Mason Rudolph, but even with Aaron Rodgers at this stage, I'm like, I don't know. He giveth and he taketh away.
Sure.
AFC South, Houston Texans, 5-5.
Frisky?
Yeah, I'd put them in frisky.
That's a frisky team.
Yeah, frisky bunch.
Good defense.
Nico Collins, nice receiver.
Yeah, they have a little more on offense than the Browns do, but honestly, not that different than the Cleveland Browns.
No.
But okay.
8-2, Indianapolis Colts.
Can't trust the QB.
Gotta be. Yeah.
Cannot win with them. Can't do it.
Like, I think last week's, we're going to get to more of these quarterbacks,
I think,
but last week was a lesson for the, if Colts fans were sitting there watching going, oh no.
Yeah.
Like, while Patriots fans, I think, had an encouraging weekend watching, Colts fans should be just waiting for Daniel Jones to turn into a pumpkin like some of these other teams. Uh-huh.
6-4, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah,
definitely
frisky. They're not playoffs or bust.
No, but I can't figure them out. They just torched the Chargers.
And they beat the Chiefs earlier this year.
Yeah.
On a play where Trevor Lawrence fell down and still scored.
Yeah, they are
frisky.
They're a weird squad. They are frisky.
Tennessee Titans 1-9.
Yep. Trash.
The team
box.
On a tank this season.
Yeah, they are.
Maybe the worst team in the league.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Worst scoring.
Back-to-back number one pick in the draft.
Worst scoring differential. Back-to-back number one pick. Sure.
Yeah. AFC West, Denver Broncos 9-2.
We're contenders.
I think
now.
Super Bowl or bust.
I think we probably have to put them there.
They're 9-2. They
I
just
haven't
beat the
wanted
Chiefs.
To. They beat the Chiefs.
Best
I said
defense.
I said I'd take them seriously. They beat the Chiefs.
Current
I guess
number
I
one seed.
Mousetrap myself.
Yep.
Kind of have to put them there
in your face.
Okay.
Yep.
5-5. Kansas City Chiefs.
What do we do with them?
Do
they need their
know.
Own tier? They might need their own tier.
Okay. Yeah. Where do we? What do we
like
do
above?
With that?
Can't trust the QB and below playoffs or bust. We've already done Dynasty Over before.
Yeah,
like,
we
we've
have.
Already done that, so we can't do that.
Yeah, what do we call this one?
I'm Shooketh.
Should we put him Shooketh again?
Shooketh.
Shooketh. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Shooketh.
People always give me a hard time with this when they see the tiers.
It's E, not I.
Okay, thank you. Nick knew exactly what I was going to say. So it's S-H-O-O-K-E-T-H.
Yes.
Shooketh.
That's according to Nick. We're just taking Nick's word on it.
That's how I have a spell.
Yeah. Spelling me, Nick? Yeah, why not?
What do you mean?
The spelling of a fake
yeah,
word.
Yeah, like, right, like that's in a dictionary somewhere? Okay, fine. Shooketh. Yeah, that's a good, I like that. Let's do that.
All right. Sold.
Vegas Raiders 2-8.
Yeah,
the
we
team
just established.
Might have tanked this season?
They're
horrible.
Number one pick watch. They're not purposely tanking.
No, they're just awful. They're an awful
they're just,
team.
There's Mark Davis is listening to Tom Brady.
they really
have the number one pick. Yeah, okay.
7-4 LA Chargers.
LA Ooh. Chargers are...
Are they down in Frisky? They are 7-4.
They have to be playoffs or bust. If they collapse, they were 7-3. If they missed the playoffs, that's...
Playoffs or bust.
They have to be playoffs.
Playoffs.
Yep.
Thank you, Jim.
NFC East, the Dallas Cowboys, 4-5-1.
I think they're not bad enough.
I think they're frisky. Didn't they, like, Dak Prescott makes them a little frisky?
Not bad enough.
Okay. I mean, I'm not, like, dead set on it. They did just beat the Raiders. So
Billy,
maybe...
you want to break the tie?
No, not bad
what
enough.
We got not bad enough?
Yeah,
bad.
I think that's...
They're bad. Ugh.
The Raiders.
Dak Prescott threw four
touchdowns.
Yeah, no,
I mean, trust
good.
Me, my fantasy team appreciates it, but it's the
good.
Raiders. Let's not go nuts.
Uh-huh. New York Giants, 2-9.
The team on a tank this season?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're bottom of the
Probably.
Barrel.
Probably.
Yeah, definitely bottom of the barrel.
I still want to put them higher just because they were a fun team at one point, but now they've lost
but they're not even that.
They've lost all the fun players.
Although James Winston's kind of fun.
That's true. Yeah.
8-2, Philadelphia Eagles.
I mean, they have to be Super
we're
Bowl.
We're contenders
No doubt.
Now.
Contenders, yeah.
Yeah, we keep saying there's something wrong with them. They keep winning, so...
Yeah,
that's where
I
we're
just,
at.
I mean, their defense is unbelievable. Their offense looks broken. They win every week. They have the most good wins in the league.
Yeah.
I mean, they have to be there. I don't want to put them there. They
no,
have
they
to
are.
Be there.
Washington Chargers at 3-8.
The Washington Chargers.
Chargers.
Commanders.
Commanders.
The team on a tank this season.
I think they might be not bad
that's
enough.
That's what I think. Not bad enough.
Yeah.
Especially.
They're not going to have the number one pick. They might not even have a top five pick.
They're bad.
But they're like still way out.
Yeah. They're bad. They're just not bad enough.
Yeah. Right.
NFC North, 7-4. Chicago Bears, 7-3.
Are they playoffs or bust, or are they frisky? Or do we not trust the quarterback?
Ooh, they could be. They could be can't trust the quarterback.
I think at this point.
Or are they playoffs or bust? Because they're
Brian,
currently in the playoffs, right?
Brian runs Twitch for WEEI Afternoons, comes in after tiers pretty much every week and yells at us about the Bears. Let's put him in playoffs or bust.
They lead the division right
let's
now.
Let's do what Brian wants. Let's put him in playoffs or bust and let's see what happens. Let's put him there.
All right, almost fake 7-3
yeah,
team.
Yeah, seriously.
Of all time.
I don't believe in them one bit, but if they collapse. Then they messed
they
up.
They are the current division leaders in what's supposed to be a good division.
That's where they go.
6-4, Detroit Lions.
I think they're a can't trust QB.
Oh, I like it.
I don't think
I was
going to
say
great.
They can't really be Super Bowl. Yeah, let's do
cannot
it.
Cannot win with them. Can't do it.
This is one of those teams. If you're a Colts fan and you watched Jared Goff last week, you're like, all right, someday
Son
the bill comes
a-
due when you have yep. Daniel Jones at QB.
No doubt.
Let's put them there. All good.
Right, good.
6-3-1, Green Bay Packers.
Cannot win with him.
Yeah.
Can't do it.
I'm with Nick. I don't trust Jordan Love.
6-3-1 Green Bay Packers.
I don't trust Jordan Love.
Okay,
I put him there, too.
No, that's true.
Let's do it.
Good one.
4-6 Minnesota Vikings.
Not bad enough. They're not frisky. And they're
no,
not tanking.
They're definitely not frisky. They're not bad enough.
They're bad.
Yeah.
Ugh.
J.J. McCarthy's bad.
Yeah.
He stinks.
Yeah.
He drags the whole team down. This
he
should
does.
Be like a J.J. McCarthy.
You know, I was thinking about this because I was thinking about asking Curran about his guy, J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, I'm sure he'd love to talk about
that. And not 9 like his alter ego. We should ask, when we talk to players on Patriots Friday, whoever we're getting this week, or Hunter Henry on Monday, we should ask about like players and their alter egos and nine. What he thinks about that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We should get his thoughts on that.
Uh-huh.
Okay, keep going.
NFC South, Atlanta Falcons, 3-7.
They're bad.
Ugh. Yeah, they're not bad enough, though.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not tanking, but they're bad.
Well, they might be tanking now.
And they are super hurt all of a sudden.
They are real hurt.
Penix, London.
Actually, tanking doesn't help them at all.
So you want
the Rams have their pick.
They don't even have their own pick. But yeah, they're probably not bad enough.
Yeah, not bad enough.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
6-5, Carolina Panthers.
Frisky.
Oh, they are the face of Frisky.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They are. Frisky tier. Bryce Young threw for almost 500 yards.
Bryce Young hucking it for 450?
Yeah. Yeah.
I said earlier, T-Mac hasn't been good there so far this year, but if they throw to him every play like they did last week, maybe he will be.
Smart.
So there we go. That's where they go.
New Orleans Saints, 2-8.
The team ought to tank this season.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, number one pick watch.
They feel a little friskier than that, but okay, let's do it.
At 2-8?
Yeah, they're not.
They just beat the Frisky Panthers, didn't they?
Divisional game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Throw that out.
Doesn't count. They were kind of frisky. They were kind of frisky against the Pats.
Nah. I guess, but I don't really see it. Is it Shuck right now?
Yeah.
Tell us Shuck.
No, yeah.
No. He isn't a bad.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Well, I feel like everything we're saying they should be higher than tanking, but no, let's put them there. No. Fine. Number one pick watch. Fine.
6-4. Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
That's gonna be playoffs or bust. Or you want to put them?
I'm shooketh.
Now let's put them playoffs or bust. But they're. For all our Baker love at the beginning of the year, that's not looking good.
It's cooled.
We have,
but you run into a couple of buzzsaws in the Bills and the Pats. What are you going to do?
Good point.
Those are two top-tier teams.
You got me there. That's true. That's true.
NFC West, Arizona Cardinals, 3-7.
What a...
They're bad.
What a...
Not bad enough.
Probably.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, Brissett...
Jacoby Brissett just set an NFL record.
Yeah, and they got killed.
Yeah, they lost badly.
Yeah, I think that's it. They're a mess.
8-2, LA Rams.
We're contenders
top
now.
Tier. Yeah.
Yep.
I think they're Super Bowl contenders.
For sure.
I think if you were asking me who's playing better than the Pats, that would be one of the teams I would allow for.
Yep.
San Francisco 49ers, 7-4.
Playoffs or bust?
I think playoffs or bust. I was going to say the quarterback thing or like Frisky or Shooketh.
Do we trust the quarterback?
No.
I mean, it was back to Brock Purdy. It's been Brock Purdy three times. It's been Mac Jones however many other times.
Like, they don't even know which quarterback they want to play.
No.
Playoffs or bust, or can't trust the QB?
Cannot win with him. Can't do it.
You're the one who hates Purdy. I like Purdy more than you.
I played Purdy in fantasy last week. I don't hate him that much.
So playoffs.
Yeah, playoffs or bust.
Okay.
Yeah.
Seattle Seahawks, 7-3.
That's can't trust the QB.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this actually works out
pretty
good.
Cannot win with
pretty balanced.
Him. Can't do it.
Pretty balanced tiers. All right, top tier, Super Bowl or bust. We're going Bills, Patriots, Broncos, Eagles, Rams.
Okay.
The big five.
I like that. That's how they refer to it.
The playoffs are bust. Ravens, Chargers, Bears, Bucks, Niners.
Okay, that does work out nice. So I just think 5-5.
The Ravens, I don't know how to actually
tier them. We already decided.
Okay. Shooketh, Chiefs.
Yep. Just Chiefs, sure.
Can't trust the quarterback. Steelers, Colts, Lions, Packers, Seahawks.
Pretty good.
Frisky, Texans, Jaguars, Panthers.
Borderline perfect.
Yep. Hawktua, Bengals.
That one is perfect.
Not bad enough. Dolphins, Cowboys, Commanders, Vikings, Falcons, Cardinals.
Six teams there, so it's filling up. Okay.
Number one pick watch.
Yep.
Jets, Browns, Titans, Raiders, Giants, Saints.
Pretty good.
So 6-6. So we have 5-5 in the top two tiers, 6-6 in the bottom two. So basically a third of the league is trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I think.
I think we nailed it.
I think this is Mark Medford's point earlier today. I get it now. I get what he was saying.
He was talking about red zone scoring. A
lot of field goals. Yeah, but that's what bad teams are doing. I get it now. 617-779-7937. You can discuss the tiers. They'll be up shortly at Jones and Keefe every week on a Tier Tuesday. Also on Tuesdays every week, we talk to Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston. He joins us at high noon. We'll mix in a few Red Sox thoughts quickly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
coming up next. That was John Morosi discussing the Red Sox track this offseason as one or the other, Alex Bregman or Pete Alonso.
As my ex-wife would say, why not both? Because this is like the all-time example of that. Like, there's no reason why the Red Sox shouldn't be able to sign both players. Like, they went from, and you and I are at the forefront of, like, well, let's move on from Devers. Devers wasn't a great teammate and an overrated player. However,
yeah, he can be replaced. People act like he can't be replaced. No. He can easily be replaced.
But I'm not even talking about the player anymore. I'm talking about the contract.
Yeah.
So you started last season with Devers and Bregman. And if you turn that into just Alonso,
not enough.
What is that?
Not enough.
Like, no,
it's not just the home runs, which
is significant, but it's, you had $70-something million dedicated for the next couple of years to those two guys, and then beyond for Devers. And then if you're like, well, I don't know, we have to choose between Bregman or Alonso, that doesn't make any sense at all. Now, maybe, you know, he wants to stay with the Mets and they offer him a ton of money. That's, I guess, one thing. But to be like, we get to choose one, that's ridiculous.
Choose.
Alonso.
I would choose Bregman.
Alonso.
Brett, call it. I would choose Bregman, but it is close.
I think Bregman's kind of breaking down a little bit. I think that Alonso is like the perfect fit for the lineup with guys like Roman Anthony in it.
Me too. But I haven't quit on Bregman so much where now I'm like, I prefer Pete Alonso to him. I like Alonso. I think he'd be a perfect fit in addition to Bregman.
Yeah, I definitely want them both.
I would choose Bregman there. And, you know, our guy Justin in D.C. called the other week. He's like, guys, let's all agree. They need to get Bregman and a bat like Alonso.
Yes, yes, yes.
And a pitcher.
Agreed.
That's a successful offseason. Yeah. Right. If they try to sell, I said last week, Keith, if it's Alonso and Bichette, that's not enough for me. Now,
I'd take that.
Maybe, no, I'll take it. Yeah, like, come the season, I might go, oh, well, actually, they got that one right. But sitting here in the offseason, I go, I wish they brought back Bregman. And I like the idea of Bo Bichette. And I like Pete Alonso. But they should have done more to keep a guy like Bregman. That's how I'll approach it.
But just Bregman and not Alonso to me is so deflating because it's like you just had that
guy. It's just
guy.
Your team.
You're bringing
That's
it back.
That's just your team.
Your big splash is running it back.
All right, well, prepare to be more deflated.
All right.
I didn't like this either. This is Ken Rosenthal talking about the pitchers the Red Sox could be adding. And this is bracing for the Red Sox to borderline do nothing.
Who do you think is a better option for the Red Sox for a number two? Starter Joe Ryan or signing someone like Framber Valdez? First off, we're not even sure Joe Ryan is going to be traded. And it just seems to me, after making the Crochet deal last year and trading four good prospects, really good prospects, some of whom have already surfaced in the majors, that the Red Sox preference would be to sign a free agent, whether it's Valdez, whether it's Cease, whether it's Imai, Ranger Suarez, whoever that might be. It just would seem that that would be the way to go. Now, if you can make a deal that you like for Joe Ryan for 2 years, you do have a strong farm system or some other starter in that category. Sure, maybe that's the better alternative if the prices for the starters get, I don't know, into a level where the Red Sox are not comfortable. But my goodness, after trading Rafael Devers and purging the $330 million remaining on his deal, the Red Sox should be comfortable signing a big free agent.
Okay, I do agree with that.
They should be.
Here's what I didn't like that he did there. He's almost like taking Joe Ryan off the table.
Yeah, he's like, he might not get traded.
So I like Dylan Cease.
Me too.
There are other names you could go get, but I just didn't like that he's taking Joe Ryan off the table. We were sitting here last week going, Bregman, Alonso, Joe Ryan. That'd be an ideal home run offseason.
Yeah.
Now it's either Alonso or Bregman and no Joe Ryan? Well, that I don't like.
I know. And it's like they should sign a big-time free agent or be able to do that. But even that, they're like, well, we'll see. Because, like, I think Ryan is clearly the guy to go after. Because we were naming names with Bradford last week, too. It was, like, Sammy Alcantara and it was Hunter Green. Who are some of the other? There's one other name, too.
Yeah, it was Mackenzie Gore.
Mackenzie Gore was another one that brought up. And, like, okay, those guys would all be good additions. I think they would be better than, actually, I don't even know if it's fair to Bayo to be like, they'd definitely be better than Bayo. I think Ryan would be, and that's why it's like, that's what you should go after. You need to make some big swings this offseason. It was one of the reasons why, and it was hard at the time, but it was a disappointing trade deadline, but there was a few people out there being like, hey, wait till the offseason. All right, well, this is the offseason, then nothing comes of it.
Yeah.
Like, that's extremely disappointing.
No, I did not expect it at the deadline, and I think people who did, I think that was faulty logic. Yeah. The offseason, you should expect
now's
it.
Now's the time.
And they better do it. And I'm not encouraged by either of those updates.
No.
617-779-7937. Every Tuesday at high noon, Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston. We call it a Tommy Tuesday. It's next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.